Beverly Knight.
Hello.
Are you all right?
I am really good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you again. I was going to say I haven't seen you for ages, but I have seen you.
Yeah.
Like in Memphis and Bodyguard, but we haven't
seen. We haven't sat and seen each other.
Yeah, I didn't storm the stage and get involved or anything like
that. No, not this time.
Not this time. So having had so much West End experience, are you ready for two shows a day, every day in Cinderella at the Hippodrome?
Do you know what? I am ready. I feel as though I'm prepared as much as I can be, at least for the two shows a day bit. The bit that I'm not prepared for is the madness. I have no idea. Everyone says, oh, you're going to love it, you're going to love it. And they just say, oh, you'll just go on there and have a laugh. And it's kind of like a script, but then people just go off script and stuff. So I have no idea of how to prepare for that, but I'm ready for having a good time.
I've said for years that you would be perfect for Panto in Birmingham. So what convinced you to do it?
Well, the fact that I'm going to be home for Christmas is a big deal, you know, because Wolverhampton's only up the road.
Yeah.
And since I've been doing theatre, I've just haven't been home for Christmas because it's so relentless, you know, in the West End. So being here, being around my family, the fact that all the family of all ages can come, you know, I can get friends from school and that to be here. And I just love the fact that it's something completely different for me. So
every show there will be a member of your family or somebody you went to school with.
Yes.
Somebody will be in.
Yeah, there's going to be someone I know in every day.
Now, have you met the cast yet?
Yes, I've met most of the cast. Just Danny to meet. But yes, I've met everybody else. And oh, lovely. I think we're going to have a great time.
Has anybody given you any advice yet?
Well, from this cast, I've just been spending the time meeting people and saying hello. But I know of other people who have been in Panto. Yes, you, Linda Lusardi. And she was telling me, oh, you're going to have such a great time. And, you know, and just go with the flow. So thank you for that, Linda.
And do your Christmas shopping now. That's my advice.
Yes, I think I should do that because I will have no time.
Now. You will have no time whatsoever.
No time.
Can you remember the first Panto that you ever saw?
I think it might have been Dick Whittington at the Grand or something. I think so. But I was young. I was really young. And it's just like, oh, it's magical. It's amazing. And so I'm just thrilled to be here doing this.
And you've got the most fantastic costumes. Would you like to explain right now what you're wearing?
So I am so sparkly. I mean, I am sparkling from head to foot. I have a lovely tiara on. I've got sparkly wings. I've got a furry kind of shawl thingy thing. I've got a bodice which is covered in sparkles. I've got necklace and I've got earrings all sparkling. And a lovely skirt kind of coming out with a petticoat underneath, covered in sequins. I am silver and fabulous.
Always fabulous.
Yes.
You know that big Christmas tree they got in Victoria Square? You could sit on the top of that.
I could be on top of that.
You belong on
That's
the top
right.
of that.
Oh, and I forgot my wand, my beautiful sparkly wand as well. Yes.
So are you excited to mutter those really important lines? You shall go to the ball. Because most people that are playing Fairy Godmother, that's the one thing they're most excited for.
That is really exciting. They're immortal lines, you know? They are just the lines, and my character gets to say it. So very
do you want to practice now? Can we have a free radio exclusive?
Okay, here we go.
Can you say, Andy, you shall go to the ball? Because that I might collapse on the floor.
Andy, you shall go to the ball. Yes!
Lovely chatting to you. You are back in Birmingham in 2 weeks, isn't it, at the Symphony
Hall? I know. Insane. I'm back for I Love Soulsville. I cannot wait. Gosh, double dose of Birmingham. Brilliant.
And there's another little project that I saw you tweet about this week. Can we quickly talk about this?
Of course, Leading Lady Song from the Stage. So myself, Amber Riley of Dreamgirls, Cassidy Jansen of Beautiful, we have got together to form a supernova of a group. And, we're recording West End classics and future classics as well. So that will be out in November.
Wow. Are you going to tour that?
I hope so.
Oh, I hope
I
so.
I really hope so, because we did the showcase and, of course, that's live and that was just brilliant. So I've got everything crossed that we get to tour it.
Exciting. Exciting times ahead.
Yeah, really excited. Very busy. Very busy, but really, really cool stuff.
We'll see you at Christmas, Beverly Knight.
Absolutely.